JT.
JT. That's what I meant. Sorry, there Matt's typing fingers are working faster than that giant brain of his.
You all having fun today?
Yeah, so far so good.
Okay, now the driving points you were going on about.
Yes, sir.
Where Texas is still better than most other states.
Yes.
It is illegal to get in the left-hand lane and stay there. Mm-hmm. You only go to the left-hand lane if you're passing.
Right.
And it is called impeding traffic if you're driving slower than everybody else in a fast lane. You so it can already pull you over for that.
There are some good states. I think Texas
and
is one of them.
And they should, too, here.
There are I think Texas is one of them because I drove in there not too long ago on a football trip with Sully. And it's 75 in like a two-lane highway.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like, sweet. I have no problem with this. Because you know what? If we die, if we get a head-on collision at 60, I'm dead anyway. So I might as well go 15 miles an hour faster and get where I'm going if I don't die.
There is a highway somewhere in Texas. I can't remember exactly where it's at, but the speed limit, I believe, is 80 or 85 already.
That's beautiful.
Up there, because it's just a long highway going in between two points. There's nothing on that road, so they say, hey, drive fast.
I drove from I left college and went to an internship in California, and I drove across Nevada. And I think the speed limit was 70 or 75, but I drove like 110 for an extended period of time. When you're in the desert like that, I mean, honestly.
I've driven between Phoenix and Palm Springs, and same thing. When you're in the desert and all you can see is road, it is hard not to drive under 110.
And look, you're going to feel pretty stupid if you're 100. If you're driving 110, you're wrapping around a cactus. You're going to feel pretty dumb that you died wrapping your car around a cactus. But still, that's me. If it's a wide open road, you ought to be able to go pretty fast. The other thing is I don't like. And this happened to me. I could not believe it. I've never been more shocked about anything on the roadway than this. Sully and I were coming back from a game a couple of years ago. And you know how in Texas they do this deal where there's the daytime speed limit and the nighttime speed limit? It's like, I think it was 70 and 65, respectively.
Yes.
I'm going 70 at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. And the guy pulled me over. And he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? This kid's like probably 23. And I'm thinking, I don't know, but I bet you don't pull too many people over going forward in your career doing this because it's kind of silly. There's risks involved in pulling people over. Not me, but other people. I'm not pulling a guy over 5 miles an hour over. And he said, you were going 70. I'm like, the speed limit says 70. He goes, yeah, that's it. That's it during the daytime. It's 65 at night. And I'm like, bro, you really stopped me for that? And he didn't even bother giving me a ticket. I'm thinking, if you're going to stop me for five over, you better write me a ticket.
What?
Yeah.
You should be happy that he didn't write you a ticket.
I am, but I'm thinking, if you're going to go to all the trouble to make it a point on a 5 mile an hour over, when it's that speed limit during the day?
What do you set your car on cruise control, like, on a normal basis when you're driving down the interstate? Like, what is your, like, I'm going to keep it at this number over, or?
I put it at bat out of hell. No, I go seven over. That's my
seven?
Number.
Seven?
That's my
JT,
lucky number.
What about you?
I'm eight.
You're eight.
Eight. Okay.
I'm seven. Eight
you think you're better than me?
I don't 79. Have cruise control on my car.
You
or
don't?
Power
what?
Locks.
No.
You obviously need to hit up Landers.
Fact, yeah, my driver's side door won't even lock.
Let's get you squared away. You know what, Maddie? I think 2014 is the year of the T, and we're going to get you straightened out.
I love everybody else boo-hooing.
We're going to get
you over here with no cruise control.
I tell you what, I'll make you a heck of a deal on a used 300 down at Landers.
Can you?
It was once owned by a famous radio host in Central Arkansas.
Does it smell like him?
It's Tommy's, actually, but I can hook you up.
On that note, y'all have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
Tommy's is going to go for a lot more.
$1 billion. Mine doesn't smell like smoke. P. Moore.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, cowboy? How you doing?
My brother lives down in New Braunfels, and you take 130, and that'll take you around Austin down to 10, which basically gets you to New Braunfels. And it's 80 on one on half of it and 85 on the other half.
That's so, on your way to Shreveport, isn't it? I've been on that road.
I'm going to drive in the 85 section. That's better.
So, yeah, it's pretty sweet.
All right.
I've been on that road.
Does Montana still have the no speed limit, or do they come down on that?
I don't know about that. I haven't driven to Montana.
I've driven through there, and I think they do have a speed limit now. I think there's one specific road that doesn't.
The only time I ever was in Montana, I was going 350 miles an hour on a plane, so I have no clue what the car speed limit was, actually. I never really drove anywhere. All right. William brought us some lunch. I appreciate him. Always good to catch up. What's going on at the school?
Well,
when are we wrestling? Are we wrestling already? Is it wrestling season?
Well, right now it's practice, and we will be wrestling pretty soon. Unfortunately, I don't have the next wrestling date near me or with me. I forgot to bring that. Right out as I was leaving the door, they said, hey, don't forget to plug the wrestling. Oh, yeah.
William is with the Arkansas School for the Blind. Now, do you guys kick it with the School for the Deaf folks at all?
Well, we share a driveway. That's about it.
And, what about you guys have your own athletic facilities?
Yep.
Do they have a wrestling program?
They do not. They have a football program.
Right.
Sometimes we use their gymnasium, the Nutt Athletic Complex. We use them, their complex, when we have a big wrestling meet.
Otherwise, when's your next meet?
Our big one is going to be our in end of January, early February for our homecoming.
Okay.
So I'll come, hopefully come back and have more dates.
Matt, perfect. We're going. Boom.
I'm there.
I'll get you on the door. How's that?
Mark it down.
It's the 8th, 7th, 8th, and 9th of February.
Done.
Oh, fantastic.
About 150 wrestlers.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and girls and boys.
Girls and boys. Yes. There you go. Very good.
Tommy Smith is calling in now. God only knows why.
Because he knows you're talking about his 300.
Times Person of the Year has been named. I thought it was Man of the Year. My apologies. Times Person of the Year goes to Pope Francis. Sorry. Gained world praise in 2013. In his 9 months in office, says Nancy Gibbs, the managing editor, he has placed himself at the very center of the central conversations of our time about wealth and poverty, fairness and justice, transparency, modernity, globalization, and the role of women, the nature of marriage, and the temptations of power. When he kisses the face of a disfigured man or washes the feet of a Muslim woman, the image resonates far beyond the boundaries of the Catholic Church. That is high praise for just about anyone, my friend.
Do you think he would have gotten chosen had Mandela died a month earlier?
I don't know that, but I do know this. Pope Francis, he's a man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
He is.
First one from Central America.
Yeah, he is probably the most relatable and...
common.
I don't know. It's just like he seems to have a lot more bipartisan support. Where we are in a world where everybody's trying to irritate the other side and the people who don't agree with them, he seems to have be able to reach across the aisle, as it were.
Absolutely.
In the world of religion. What did Tommy the Smith want, speaking of religious leaders?
Oh, he just wanted to mention that William had a story this morning about the time he drove over 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, William. Did you wrap it around a cactus?
No, it was on 167 North.
You're going to Tommy Smith's house for dinner.
It was.
Oh, the man makes a mean pork chop. I can't fault you.
It was just after. So this may explain, you know.
But you had to get home because you ate too many pork chops. Oh, I understand that, too.
Well, I had just gotten a new Toyota Solara. It's a two-door Toyota Camry.
Yes, I like those.
It has 210 horsepower in it, and I wanted to find out how well they ran. Well, they ran very well. I hit 120. Wait, my name is Bob, by the way. I hit 120, and all of a sudden, the window seals popped out. So the windows on both sides popped out about a half inch and scared the air out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
I slowed it down to 40 quick, fast, and in a hurry because I thought the world pretty much ended at that point in time. And
oh, that'll teach you, won't it?
I kept it under 100 for most of the time I had the car.
To be honest, I got a lead foot. I admit it, and I don't apologize for it. I don't care. I just don't care.
But thank you, Tommy.
Do I have a bad attitude?
Hey, I park in Hattie, have spots at Starbucks.
You did it one time. That doesn't make you a bad person. So you don't make a habit of it.
No, I've only done it one time. And this morning, I paid for the guy's coffee behind me, which I've done many times this month.
And you pay for my coffee, and I appreciate you.
I pay for your coffee all the time.
I arranged for you to get a free massage.
You really did?
No, it was all Dee Dee, actually.
Dee Dee's totally, he's trying to take your play on that.
No, that's totally her deal. Todd, hang on one second. We'll get to you in a moment. I have one more thing here, and I have a topic.